Haines Police Chief Heath Scott signed a new contract with the Haynesboro Tuesday, and a proposed regulation could limit social gatherings at Alaska breweries and distilleries. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories and more are up next. After months of uncertainty, the Haines police chief has decided to stay in town.
So I've decided to continue here with the Haynesboro Police Department.
Heath Scott turned down an offer to be police chief in Wrangell on Monday. He says Wrangell made a good offer, and it was a tough decision to make. On Tuesday, he signed a contract with the Haynesboro.
We were really surprised by the outpouring of support, and I and my family appreciate it very much, and we didn't want to let those people down.
Scott has served the Haines community since 2016. His tenure has marked a new era of stability in what was once a chaotic department. Community members turned out in number to support Chief Scott at last week's assembly meeting. Haines resident Stuart DeWitt was among them. He said the borough's treatment of Scott upset him and urged the borough to make the chief a good offer.
Give Chief Scott a fair, honest contract and give the man some respect, because he has poured his heart and his wife has poured their heart into this community, and he deserves it. And I'm really mad about it.
The assembly pushed back against Scott's request for more money to fund the police force earlier this year. And Scott has pressed for resolution on the question of whether or not the police should respond to calls outside the town site for years. That's a question that remains unresolved. But he says his new contract is satisfactory.
I think we achieved community buy-in, community support, subtext within the offer. I believe a good portion of people are satisfied.
Chief Scott is the highest paid employee of the Haynesboro. And he says another reason he chose to stay was for his family. His children are starting school in Haines, and it isn't easy to sell a house in wintertime. Alaska's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board recently proposed a regulation change that would prevent breweries and distilleries from hosting social gatherings advertised to the public. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, brewers and distillers in Haines worry what the proposal could mean for business.
Current state regulations restrict the activities that can take place at breweries and distilleries. Right now, they're not allowed to have live entertainment, dancing, televisions, pool tables, darts, or other games and recreation. On Monday, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board announced a proposal to prohibit the use of tasting rooms as a venue for classes, performances, parties, festivals, and other events. Jeannie Kitayama runs the Haines Brewing Company with her husband, Paul Wheeler. Their tasting room serves as an art gallery during the monthly First Friday event in Haines. Kitayama says they would have to stop if the new regulations are adopted.
I don't want to lose the First Friday art, because this is an opportunity. It's a great venue for an artist and for budding artists. We don't charge consignment. We collect money for them and give it to them, and it's just, I don't know. Yeah. It would be sad to lose a lot of that.
Port Chilkoot distillery owner Heather Shade disagrees with the state's approach to regulating breweries and distilleries. She thinks the regulations are a result of a lobbying effort to protect bar owners from competition with brewers and distillers.
I think the state should regulate the alcohol industry based on its mandate to protect public safety, and I don't see these particular regulations as falling within that.
According to a memo from the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board's director, Erica McConnell, the new language that prohibits these events aims to better reflect the legislative intent that brewery and distillery licenses are for manufacturers, not retailers. It's not the first time that regulations have highlighted that distinction. In 2017, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board decided that while bars could legally serve cocktails, distilleries could not. Lawmakers passed legislation a few months later that allowed distilleries to serve mixed drinks. The board's proposal to restrict the use of breweries and distilleries for certain public events is open to public comment until October 4th. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The state issued a public health alert about some cases of lung illness that could be associated with vaping. Health officials have logged nearly 200 potential cases, including one fatality, across 22 states between June and August. An illness's association with vaping doesn't necessarily mean vaping caused it, just that it's a common thread among all the patients. Health officials have not identified a specific product or device common to all the cases. State and federal health officials are investigating. No cases have been reported in Alaska, but state officials want healthcare providers to report respiratory illness cases among people reporting recent inhaled drug use to state epidemiologists. The Centers for Disease Control say symptoms include cough, shortness of breath, and fatigue. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strumpel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.